For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I am Bruce Merkin, and I'm Communications Director at the Marijuana Policy Project.
Bruce, the government spends untold millions of dollars on these ads. What's your take? What are they up to these days?
The White House Office of National Drug Control Policy has a new ad out just this last week that's running in newspapers and magazines all over the country. We know it's been in Newsweek and People and the Washington Post and New York Times and San Francisco Chronicle. And the headline on the ad is, "Marijuana could threaten your teen's success." Then it goes on to explain that marijuana can limit your teen's academic achievement. Heavy marijuana use impairs young people's ability to concentrate and retain information. It's linked to poorer grades. And then it goes on to say, "Some frequent long-term marijuana users show signs of lack of motivation, amotivational syndrome." We absolutely don't recommend or advocate or want young kids to be using marijuana or anything. But this ad is just fundamentally dishonest. They've deliberately taken information out of context and presented it in a misleading way. For example, they talk about this so-called amotivational syndrome, which has been something that folks have talked about for years. In fact, scientists have repeatedly reviewed the evidence for this, including the Institute of Medicine in a report commissioned by the White House a few years ago. And they have consistently found that the evidence does not show that marijuana causes anything of the sort. Yeah, there are some people who smoke marijuana who aren't real motivated. There are people who don't, who aren't real motivated. There's never been any proof of cause and effect. Interestingly, they use what I can only call weasel words. For example, they say marijuana use is linked to poorer grades. Well, scientists know that "is linked to" is a phrase that you use when you can't show cause and effect. Two things happen together or about at the same time, but we don't know what is causing what. And in fact, in the case of young people, there is a great deal of research suggesting that it's the kids who are having trouble in school, who are already having problems, who are the ones who start smoking marijuana and drinking and doing drugs in the first place. So they are intentionally confusing the symptom and the cause to try and frighten parents, and it's just disgusting. You know, the truth is that there is much clearer evidence on effects on brain and mental processing with both cigarettes and tobacco, but we don't see the government campaigning against those.
Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.